Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. And Lindsay, as always, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome, and happy October.
It is October. That is right. It's hard to believe, but here we are. The summer is officially over. It's October and spooky season, and then onto the holidays. It's here.
Absolutely, and no more farmer market shirts for the season, but do want to start off with that. I know last week wrapped things up just kind of talking about how the season went, but today I wanted to focus more on like kind of final numbers and how that all looked. I know it was another great successful season for you guys.
Yeah, definitely another successful season. Total of 17 weeks. We did cancel one, so 16 weeks of farmers markets over the course of 4 months. We had a total of 27 regular vendors that were there most of the season or part of the season. And then with all of our special guests, we had our special events, we had 22 special guests throughout the season. So that's a lot of individuals joining us as vendors and pop-ups and a lot of maps every week to coordinate where everyone was going to set up and everything. So just overall, really proud of the success of the farmers market, the growth of the markets, having new guests and vendors, continuing on with our specially themed events and seeing the success of that. And then the partnership with Iowa PBS Kids and the library. Really proud of those programs and being featured at the Iowa Downtown Conference and talking about our farmers market and getting a spotlight of that. And then seeing other markets wanting to learn what we do and how that they could do it themselves too. So I'm having a meeting next week of talking about how are we going to continue this on. So something that we're really proud of and great program for the community as a whole. So it's entrepreneurial development, it's access to locally grown foods, especially when we talk about our currency programs, and just a really great community event overall.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And big shout out to all the vendors that came through on the theme nights. I know those were always a big thing, whether it was the public safety night or the community night, back to school night, just everything. And so thank you for all your work and the chamber's work for, yeah, just putting in another, pouring out everything in the downtown Perry. So really great to see.
Yeah. And a big thank you to all of the vendors and the guests that came out to support the market and to be a part of the market. And then everyone that came out. It's always fun to see your usuals every week, you know, and you can kind of follow them along throughout the summer, especially those kiddos that come for kids night. It's just really fun to see them coming back and their families coming back every night and watching them join us from season to season, and you really get to see them grow up too. So the PBS Kids Bucks was a major part of the currency programs that we facilitated. There's a number of just alternative currencies. So knowing the impact that that makes on our community and our vendors, the Kids Bucks alone, there were $3,581 spent by kids at the market. And so, you know, puts it in perspective. It's not just, you know, mystery box and kids activities. Sure. These are real dollars that are coming into the market and that fruits and vegetables going out into the community. Awesome. Through that. Same with the food pantry, a great partnership there where they're handing out vouchers to their customers that they see every month or every other month. You know, that's more than $5,000, $5,190 were redeemed by vendors through that program. So again, that's $5,000 more into the community with produce and goods that was supported by the food pantry. We saw a huge uptick in our SNAP and Double Up Food Bucks redemption this year. Last year was pretty low, actually, but 2 years ago, just around $100 in SNAP. That's doubled, so $213 in SNAP. Double Up Food Bucks, again, doubled, and $239 redeemed with those programs. So knowing that we are reaching that audience to use their SNAP and Double Up Food Bucks at the market so they can stretch their dollars, make sure to get good fruits and vegetables there. It's a great program. We're the only market in 25-mile radius that offers SNAP and Double Up Food Bucks at our market. There's plenty of other markets in the area. And then when you expand it out to 50 miles, it's only the Des Moines markets that are offering that. So really a pretty big need in our area, I would say.
Absolutely, yeah. And thank you for everything. And yeah, for Dallas County as a growing county, need it. So yeah, again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, more things coming up, a couple of ribbon cuttings, including one coming up this coming Tuesday. So talk about where and when that's happening.
Yeah, so it's always exciting whenever we can host a ribbon cutting, introduce a new business to the community, show that business support as a new business. So really excited to officially welcome Century Farms Books and Brews, with a ribbon cutting next Tuesday, October 7th at 4 p.m. So they've been open for a little bit now over the summer, but this is officially the ribbon cutting and welcome. So if you haven't checked it out already, this is a great opportunity to join us for the ribbon cutting, kind of see what that's like, welcome them to the community. So really excited about that. Anytime we have a ribbon cutting, but especially when it's a new business that adds to the diversity of our downtown businesses and offerings. So a bookstore, but also games and gifts and also beverages as well. So kind of a unique store right here in our downtown area.
Absolutely. Yeah. And have you personally been into that store yet?
Of course I have. What kind of question is that? Yes. So for those that are book lovers, it's a brand new bookstore. There's used books as well. If you're interested in kind of the games and unique book adjacent, as Paulina says, gifts like bookmarks and postcards and things like that, great opportunity to find some of those unique things. And then if you're into crafts and things, there's lots of different programming, trivia night, stuff like that. So we'll hear all about it at the ribbon cutting as Paulina shares why she got into this. Awesome. And what all she's planning now and in future. That's always exciting about ribbon cuttings as well. You hear from the business owner, like, what the heck got you this idea to start doing this? And, you know, some of the things that they're excited about as new business owners. And then on the other end, we can show our support and welcome them. And who doesn't love cutting the big scissors, you know, with right. the big scissors and the ribbon. So we make it official with the ribbon cutting.
Yeah, that's always my favorite part. And then also learning, you know, maybe the story behind why it's named that. So so awesome. So sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. Of course you've been in there, Lindsay.
Of course I've been in there. Whenever we have new businesses, I'm always checking them out, wanting to be of service and with resources and connecting them, but then learning about their business, obviously getting them connected with the chamber network and all of that too. So yes, I definitely try to make it in at least once before ribbon cutting and things like that. So very excited about that.
Absolutely. And you know, as we dive into to next week as well, already, you know, now that we're on October, second Friday will already be next Friday. That means Chamber Coffee. So where is this one happening?
Yes, that's right. So already the second Friday of the month for our Chamber Coffees. I always like to schedule the October Chamber Coffee at one of our manufacturers because it's manufacturing month. So excited to be back at Osmundson Manufacturing. It's been a couple years since we've been out there for a Chamber Coffee. There's always something new with different expansions. So it's a great chance to hear from those at the company of how are things going? What is new? New expansion. Here's a tour of what's going on. Oh, you've never been here before. Now's your chance, especially for our manufacturers that you can't just walk in the door anytime unless you're invited, especially with a tour and things. So really unique opportunity when we host during the month of October at a manufacturing company. And so we'll be at Osmundson bright and early at 8 a.m. next Friday. We target this to chamber members, but really it's open to the public. We don't ever turn people away as long as you know what you're there for to get updates on chamber member businesses and organizations, share what you've got going on as well. So excited that they're open to hosting, and I'm always up for a tour, an adult field trip, if you will. And so get to see behind the scenes. We were just at Perry Waterworks last month. And so it's exciting to actually go around and see what this looks like.
Right.
And so tours are always my favorite to learn more about the process and the end product as well. So excited about that.
Absolutely.
Hopefully people join us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So again, that is next Friday, October 10th. Well, Lindsay, we're already running short on time. No, and it's not a bad thing.
Surprise.
No, that's okay. But I wanted to get to maybe some things that are happening this weekend or upcoming that you can let people know about.
Yes, well, definitely with it being October, we're already gearing up for things like Spooktacular at the end of the month. But with it being the first weekend in October, the car show is tomorrow. Elks Bingo is happening next Monday. So definitely check out all the things that are going on. And ISU Extension First Impressions Community Forum coming up on Tuesday, October 21st. So we'll talk more about that, but save the date.
Awesome. Well, there you go. She's running you through everything. That is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pizzuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, you are the absolute best. Thanks so much for always stopping in every single week.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.